And in the meantime, while you're thinking about your favorite pie, we're going to listen to some student phenology. And of course, funding for our student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Michelle Martin's class at Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hello, this is Amelie.
And this is Silas.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School, way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
Both Liam and Sahil report geese flying opposite directions from the fall. They were more than one than a bee.
We have some more roadkill to report. A squirrel, a raccoon, and two dead possums.
Speaking of possums, Oscar saw a possum in his shed, and he thinks it might have been pregnant. It was really big, and it was during the day.
Oscar also saw an owl, and Anna heard an owl.
Ruby saw a hawk under the train bridge and saw two more hawks nearby.
Wyatt heard a mourning dove, and I saw a murder of crows.
We all report a return of the box elders and Asian beetles. Ugh.
Maysoon saw more starlings, and we have been all hearing a chickadee, Phoebe, and the cardinal.
Speaking of cardinals, we think that our mystery bird from last week, we had all heard it, and when we listened to the white-throated sparrow, it was too high. We listened to the end of the Oh Ricky song and decided that was what we heard. Thank you, everyone, for your help.
We've noticed our pets, like cats, rabbits, and dogs, and other animals, seem to be shedding a lot.
And the pre-dawn bird song is getting louder, and this morning there were a lot of robins chirping. We also heard a lot of nuthatches, and of course, the cardinals.
And we are also still seeing and hearing juncos.
And this morning, Michelle, Ryan, and Megan saw a piebald robin.
We're all going to keep our eyes out so we can see it too.
This has been Prairie Creek Community School.
One more step along the phenology journey.
What a wonderful report. Lots of good things in there to boost our spirits for spring. Geese flying north or in the opposite direction of that they were in the fall. I'm assuming that's north. The mystery of the white-throated sparrow. We had a number of people who thought that it was the white-throated sparrow. And, of course, we only had their impersonation of the calls, so we didn't have the actual call to go on. But a number of you stepped up and said, sounds like a white-throated sparrow to me. And then a friend of mine went online and did some research and found that the white-throated sparrow was common in the Twin Cities area, according to the MOU reports, Minnesota Ornithological Union reports. So there was an opportunity for them to hear the white-throated sparrow if it were indeed the bird making the call. But their own investigations turns up the cardinal, and nothing wrong with that. Here's the other note that they said, lots of pre-dawn songs coming. A piebald robin. Now, some of you may not, we were talking about pies earlier. Piebald is a term for white or partially white. So a horse or a dog or any animal, piebald deer, for example, every once in a while you get a partially albino critter and it shows up as piebald. Thank you, Amelie and Silas, for that great report. Keep your eyes open and maybe you will be hearing or seeing some of those birds coming your way really soon. Our next report comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Rhea,
Miles,
and Ina,
reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
We are having warmer and dreary weather, yet tonight we might have a blizzard.
Today we looked at pictures of an octopus and sea anemone that one of our classmates took on a trip to Mexico. We also looked at pictures of owl pellets we found in our woods.
We then went outside and looked at the owl pellets. We saw bones in it, and it looked gross. It makes us think we have at least one owl in our woods.
We looked at our three tree branches to study their growth. We noticed the red maple and buckthorn were starting to bloom, and the river birch did not look much different.
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OGE Phenology Club Nature episode.
Keep an eye on nature. Bye!
Thank you, Rhea, Miles, and Ina. That was lovely. Nice to hear. Lovely. Lucky member of the class that got to go to Mexico and see octopus and sea anemones. Those are things that we don't often see up here unless we're looking at pictures. But I like the note that they looked at owl pellets and they saw bones in it and it looked gross. I don't think so. I never do think that. I mean, it's just like this, it's like this little bundle of surprise mixed with fur, and you sort of pick apart the fur and little bones show up. A friend of mine, Lily, reported that she had found an owl pellet and had actually dissected it and was thrilled and excited about what she found inside. And I think maybe in a year or two, these kids will be in the same level. They'll be like, oh, this isn't gross at all. This is really cool. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Jackson.
And Isaiah.
Reporting from Mr. Caddett's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phrenology report for the week of March 9th.
There was a sighting of eastern bluebird in Mora on March 3rd. It was a male and was checking out a bluebird house.
We saw a group of American robins and we thought they might be our first migrants, but we have not seen any other groups coming through, so we are still waiting for our first official first robins of the spring.
There was a couple pair of mallards sitting on open water in a roadside pond.
The blue jays and crows have been very loud and seem to be determined to drive off any other birds that are in the same area as they are.
We saw a winter stonefly moving around on the snow near the Mississippi River.
There have been otters feeding while sitting on the ice near open water on the river.
The catkins of the willows are fuzzy and easy to spot near ponds and ditches.
Many people have begun to tap their sugar maple trees to collect sap for maple syrup.
Small groups of trumpeter swans have become a very normal sight around Little Falls in the past few weeks.
We still have large groups of juncos and pine siskins hanging around.
House finches and purple finches have been spotted visiting bird feeders.
We're downloading the Merlin Bird app to our phones in preparation for the explosion of migrating birds that should be arriving soon. That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Jackson and Isaiah. A nice report. Those kids at Little Falls are really keeping track of things, and it's kind of fun because they're sort of halfway between Northfield and Grand Rapids, and so it's kind of fun to hear what they're seeing because you can see the steps as things move north, which is pretty exciting. I like the idea that they saw a group of American robins and thought they might be the first migrants, but they have not seen any other groups come through, so they're waiting for their official first robins. Sometimes robins stay in an area, and Little Falls is probably one of those areas. There's probably a few robins around Grand Rapids, Bemidji, Brainerd, wherever you're listening this morning, there may be a robin or two. But what ticks it for me and what ticks it for these guys is seeing more. So if I see a robin today and tomorrow, Jennifer, you see a robin, or somebody else in the group sees a robin, then I will say, well, you know, maybe they're coming around, unless we both see a robin right here at the radio station, and then it's possibly the same. But a few extra reports always solidifies your feeling on that. If I see a robin, I'm going to put it in my notes. Saw a robin today. First robin? I don't know. But if tomorrow or the day after tomorrow or the day after that, I start seeing a few more robins and then a few more robins, I'll know that the robin that I saw today was my first robin. So that's how that works. Good on you. I hope you guys get a chance to see a robin soon and you can report it to us. The 25th of March is the average return date for robins for Grand Rapids for me. Mallards, so the ducks are starting to move north. They were near a road. They were in a roadside pond. Every time that in the spring when those snow melts and you get these little vernal ponds, it's an excellent time to slow down, give them a look. What I used to do on my mail route is I would look for the little V because the ducks are going to be trying to get away from you. And oftentimes seeing the duck isn't as easy as seeing that ripple of wake behind the duck, and that'll lead you to the ducks. So keep your eyes open on those. Blue jays and crows are getting louder, yeah. The catkins on the willows are fuzzy and easy to spot. I went out yesterday and looked carefully at a couple of willows that I keep track of, and the male had burst bud this last week. I hadn't been out there feeling a little under the weather this past week and didn't get out as often as I would have liked to, but yesterday the male had was prolific in its bud release. So start watching the pussy willows. You're going to see some of those coming along yourselves if you're paying attention. Still some juncos in the area. I've been watching for juncos, but I have not seen any yet at my house. I'm ready for them when they come. Ready meaning I have some millet. They like millet. Our next report comes from Leona Cicci's class at Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills.
I'm Theodore.
I'm Hayden.
I'm Soren.
I'm Rose, reporting from Roots and Wings Forest School in New York Mills. March 4th. There's snow falling almost every direction.
We saw a lot of ice, and there was ice in the stream today that me and my friends broke off.
My leaf is an oak leaf. I found it at Black Girls Park. The leaf is orange and brown.
I found some big pine cones. There's three different kinds. Me and Soren were looking at the trees and seeing what one it was. And it was white pine, red pine, spruce.
Thanks for listening. Stay wild.
Oh, wonderful report. Theodore, Hank, Soren, and Rose, thank you all for that great report. You can't start too young. And nope. Here they are. Knowing the white pine, the red pine, and the spruce trees, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I like how she kind of whispered, white pine.
Yeah, she was queuing him up, getting him ready for the next one. That was a great report. Thanks, kids. That was fun to listen to. Our next report comes from Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Solar.
And Isel from Sejong Academy in St. Paul reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center for March 3rd through the 6th. The weather was all over the place with a high of 53 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 13. We had sunshine, rain, snow, and wind. On the lake, we saw slush on top of the frozen lake. Deer tracks frozen into the lake ice, an otter hole with aquatic vegetation on the ice around the hole, and swans flying overhead. Long Lake currently has 17 to 18 inches of ice.
In the forest, we tapped maple trees. No sap is running yet. We saw green hepatica leaves, maple trees with buds, two blue jays, and granular snow that reminded us of sugar or salt. In the night sky, we saw Jupiter and the moons of Jupiter. We also saw our moon in the first quarter phase. This moon phase is halfway between a new moon and a full moon. The part we'll see will be getting bigger from now until the full moon on March 14th. On this date, there will also be a total lunar eclipse. The Earth will directly between the sun and the moon. The moon will look red because of Earth's atmosphere. Check it out on Friday night after midnight, and remember to unplug, get outside, and
live connected.
Thank you, Solar and Izal. That was a great report. Lots of interesting things down there at Long Lake. No sap running on the taps yet, and that's kind of the word I'm getting out. Dallas Hudson said that he was getting a little bit of a drip, drip, drip from one of his taps. My neighbor Marvin Beer tells me that his son, who lives down in South Central Minnesota, had reported gathering enough sap already to make a boil. So we'll see. Our next report comes from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary School in Duluth.
Good morning. My name is Ellie, and this is a report for the week of February 16, 2025 from Pike Lake Elementary School. Warm temperatures, great flocks of birds, and flowing maple sap are the highlights of our week. Last week, we had a high of temperature of 48 and a low temperature of 11 degrees. The combination of temperature above and below freezing has created perfect conditions for sap flow. Here are some other observations we have made this past week.
Good morning, this is Avery. Ellie and I were talking about large flocks of chickens. We observed last week, we got together and did some research. We found that increased protection for predators is the best way to have more eyes to spot danger. Additionally, it improves chances of locating food. We observed both black-capped and broiled chickadees.
I am Sonia. Last week, we observed a pileated woodpecker at our bird feeder. Their size is very impressive. I learned that they grow up to 16 inches long. Their eggs are white without markings. Based on the color, ours was a male.
Adele here. Watching at the bird feeder, I discovered a mesmerizing bird. My partner told me that it is called a purple finch. The bird I was captivated by was a reddish male. I learned that they can be found in large flocks and have greenish bluish eggs.
Aubrey and her friends have had a rewarding time watching the birds at our school bird feeder. They have observed two kinds of chickadees, two kinds of nuthatches, many varieties of finches, and pileated woodpecker.
Hi, I'm Piper. When I looked down at the ground, I saw a cluster of leaves. I was wondering why they were there because there were no leaves on the trees and I thought they would have disintegrated by over the winter. I did some research and found out that it takes a couple of years before a leaf will fully decompose. If the leaves are broken into tinier pieces, it may take less time.
This concludes a report from the outer reaches of the Proctor School District. Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Thank you, Ellie, Avery, Sonia, Adele, Aubrey, and Piper. Nice report. I'm impressed. They had boreal chickadees at their feeder there. That's pretty cool. And Sonia saw a pileated woodpecker at their bird feeder. I have a pair of pileateds. The male comes to the feeder several times a day, and then he retreats to a dying maple tree over by my sauna, and he wraps out almost continuously to warn other pileateds away from his nesting territory, I'm sure. The female, I don't know what she's doing for chow, but she's not coming to the feeder, at least not while I'm there. And so she must be finding food elsewhere. He needs all the sustenance he can get because he spends a good deal of his time just hammering out little messages. And boy, I'll tell you what, that'll make you jump. The first time I was out there by the sauna and he hammered over my head, I felt like the whole world was falling on my shoulders. So great report. Thank you so much. I like the way they went into it. Eggs are white without any markings. And then the purple finch, the eggs are greenish blue. Just a really nice group there. And Rob does a good job getting those kids focused on nature. Lots and lots of fun with their reports. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the North Shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of March 1st, 2025. My name is Cadence and I'm your phenologist for this week. On Monday, March 3rd, we started the day with some freezing rain that made our sidewalks very slippery. On Tuesday, March 4th through March 5th, we saw snow accumulation between 3 to 4 inches on our playground areas that were previously showing grass. The snow was very sticky, making it great for building forts and snowmen. On Thursday, March 6th, Ms. Ralph's class was by the creek and found that they could break the ice on the creek and saw running water under the ice. On Wednesday, March 5th, Ms. Ralph's class went to Chickadee Landing and birdwatched. They saw a couple of red-breasted nuthatches, several pine siskins, white-breasted nuthatches, a downy woodpecker, and a lot of chickadees. Annabelle has noticed some dew bedding down alongside her driveway. On Tuesday, March 4th, Ms. Ralph saw a skunk in Lakeside. On Wednesday, March 5th, Samantha saw that there were three deer playing with a fox in their pasture. The pussy willow buds and the swales at NSCS are getting very large but have not broken open yet. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Cadence. Nice report. I appreciated the list of the birds and especially the fact that the nuthatches. The nuthatches have a song that they sing this time of year that, because I'm so starved for robins, This is like the call note of a robin. It's not exactly the call note of the robin, but it is close enough to that little whistled cheep, cheep, cheep that the robin does that it fools me every year, and this year is no exception. I heard the nuthatch calling, and I quickly swung my head around and went, oh, yeah, that's right. That's just a nuthatch. Ms. Rolfe saw a skunk in Lakeside. There was a dead skunk on the road, on the river road this last week. Their pussy willow buds are swelling. Ours are open, and probably they will find some open buds very soon. Our next report is from Colin Cody's class at East Elementary School in Grand Rapids.
Hello, my name is Veda, and this is our phonology report from Mr. Cody's third grade classroom at East Rapids Elementary. February 25th, 2025 was a day to remember. Absolutely beautiful out. The snow was melting any direction you looked. Both the willow and dogwood were red in color. Pussy willow, catkins were out and fuzzy. We found an apple tree with some amazing albedo. We also compared Norway and white spruce cones. There was nothing happening with tree buds, but who knows if this warm weather continues. All for now, Veda.
Veda, thank you. Nice report. Yeah, we did have some, we did find some wonderful catkins. Not very many, but we found a few. And then we also did compare, and it might not have been clear in the text, but someone has planted some Norway spruce and some white spruce along our trail there that we walk, and the cones are very obviously different this time of year. The white spruce cone, think of the, oh, maybe the last two digits of your little finger. It'd be about the right size for a white spruce cone. Your entire thumb down to where it joins your hand, not way down at the bottom, but say, well, it could be that long. The cone of the Norway spruce is larger, thicker, and longer than the white spruce cone. And so if you're looking at spruce cones, if you can see them from the ground very easily, chances are they are Norway spruce. Our next report comes from Nate Linder's class at Cohasset Elementary School.
Hello, I'm Kenzie, and
I'm Jeff. We are in Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
We have seen some swans flying over during recess toward the open water on Bass Brook, and we have noticed some more bird activity. We are keeping an eye out for the first signs of spring. The first sign was our first 50-degree day on March 3rd. We are closely watching for more signs of spring and ice out on the weather. Looks to be getting warmer by the week.
Last week, we did a study of lichens. We searched the nearby woods for different types of lichens, and they were everywhere. We identified star rosette, green shield, and the lemon lichen. We also brought some samples back to the classroom to look under the microscope. Mr. Latimer said some lichens can grow to be very old, even hundreds of years old.
Thank you for listening to our phonology report. We are looking forward to another week of observation. Like Mr. Latimer always says, you can notice changes if you're not looking.
You can notice changes if you're not looking. No, I think that would be you cannot notice changes if you're not looking, or you can notice changes if you are looking. And they are looking, and I am looking with them, and we will have a lot more fun with Mr. Linder's class. Kenzie, Jeff, nice job. First 50-degree day was, in fact, March 3rd, so good to see it. Our final report for the week comes from Alexandra Stouts' class at Aurora Wasukone Community of Learners in Bemidji.
Aurora Wasukone Community of Learners Conservation Crew. This is phonology for the week of March. Cora saw a beaver on the banks of the Mississippi. There was a snowshoe hare that got caught by her cat. Magpies are present along with blue jays.
A black bear was spotted and it looks sleepy. Lots of deer have been feasting alongside the roads and in the ditches. Chipmunks and squirrels are chattering. Trumpeter swans have been finding open water. Pussy willows are blooming. Winter fur is starting to shed on the horses, cats, and dogs. This has been
Elena and Cora
reporting for the AWCL Conservation Crew.
Keep observing.
Thank you, Elena and Cora. Good report. Lots of interesting things there. Snowshoe hare got caught by a cat. That's a sort of an equal battle. The hare is about the size of a good-sized cat. They're a pretty big animal. Magpies and blue jays, a black bear. And I suppose this is a time of year where, you know, some of them get up. They're not starving when they wake up, even though you think they would be. But it will find its way around to some food. Chances are it's a male or an unmated female, because the females with cubs are probably not going to come out quite this early. Pussy willows are blooming. Winter fur is starting to be shed by everything, including this black lab at my feet. And it's just the way it is this time of year. Thanks. Those are our student reports for this week. As always, we encourage you to throw in a report from time to time if you have something you'd like to talk about. Maybe you've got a student at home, or maybe you just would like to volunteer some of your own observations. We'd love to hear from you.